Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. You like my emphasis there, Jaybird?
That was a good one.
You like that one? Okay. All right. You felt it. Good for you. All right, so Jay's back from a couple of days off taking care of Mac and generally just getting out of her father's way. It's good to have you here.
And, getting out of his way.
Well, I think he's spent a lot of time. He told me he spent a lot of time with Mac, and he showed me a video. Mac, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is Jay's 2-something-year-old son. So Jay is at her father's place in Cleveland, and he took Mac out for a walk. And Mac apparently found all the puddles in the sidewalk.
Oh, yes, and when Papa babysits, apparently no puddle is off limits.
No, and that's what grandparents are supposed to do. And he didn't just get into it once. He just kept going back and forth and back and forth. It's very good grandparenting. In my estimation, that's what, my second grandson, who will be here this weekend and around for a couple of weeks, he's not old enough yet to be subject for that sort of thing, but certainly Miles, who's going to be 8 in December, he's number one candidate for that stuff. Jump, going to the farm, step in manure. Oh, it's perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Today, speaking of perfect, is Buy a Book Day. It takes place on September 7th every year, celebrated to raise your awareness about the book buying market. It isn't as good as it ought to be, or maybe used to be. Is it because we can get books or the content of books easier online and in Kindles or whatever the device may be, or is it just people that are not reading
as much? I think it's a combination of the two. I do believe that there are less people reading on a regular basis. Some people might read more when it's just like on vacation or they're going to be on an airplane or something rather than trying to read each day or each week. There are people who only read during summertime. And then like you were talking about the Kindle, where people can carry so many books around just on one device, but it's still not the same. It is not the
same.
Not
as picking up the pages of a book.
Give me a hardcover book any day of the week.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't have time. Most of the things that I read are magazines and periodicals and things that keep me up with what's going on in the world so that I can sound moderately intelligent when I'm talking about issues or people or events, that sort of thing, which is our mainstay here. But in terms of reading a book, I have a couple of books that I'm into right now. One of them is about dogs. Another one is about the life and times of John Wayne. But it'll take me a long time to get through all of that stuff because when I'm traveling, especially on the plane, I have a briefcase full of magazines. Some of them are farm magazines. Some of them are magazines about politics. Some of them are magazines about some, you know, not occult stuff, but things that I find interesting in a spiritual way. So anyway, that's my reading list. Going back to how books were made, it was about the time paper. It was what they call papyrus? Papyrus, yeah. That's the stuff that originally I think the Egyptians wrote on and the Chinese as well. So anyway, this is Buy a Book Day. It was National Read a Book Day yesterday in coordination. Somebody figured this out and coordinated. This is National Book Week, in fact. So,
but shouldn't Buy a Book Day come before Read a Book Day?
Yes, probably. Yeah, you got to buy it before you read it.
Unless you need to fix that.
Take it out. How many people go to the library these days? How many people spend time actually going to the library? And if you're in the modern libraries, most of them are all computer. You know, you go into a room and there is a computer. Our library here in my hometown, let's see, how many libraries do we have here? One, two, there are three. And they all, matter of fact, we spent 4 or 5 years ago, we spent $8 million building a new library. And the reason we did is because of the name of the library. It was named after one of our most famous citizens, Krista McAuliffe, who was in the Challenger space catastrophe back in 1996. She was the first teacher to go into space, and we all know what happened on that day.
Yeah. She was the reason that so many people were watching that, and the students had it all in their classrooms.
Right, yep. So in terms of, and that's maybe where the most read, that will set the tone about reading and curiosity, what you as parents do, and maybe grandparents, in terms of what time you spend reading versus watching television or things that are of that ilk. It's better. Most of the studies I've ever read would prove to me that reading is a way to expand your brain, and watching video stuff is a way to shrink your brain. And it's pretty much, that's pretty conclusively pointed out in most any study about the brain. So if you can encourage your youngsters to read, I know, when the parenting department came around to reading, it was something that we shared every single night, every day, and I can now, Miles, who's the older of my two grandsons, he has a wall full of books, and he won't go to sleep, can't go to sleep unless you read to him or unless he's able to read to himself.
Yeah, it's kind of the nighttime routine. It's so important.
Yeah, right. Over 74% of us have read at least one book in the last 12 months, so that's okay. There's a certain amount of blame, the blame game. Well, my life is so busy, I don't have time to read. Well, how much time do you have to sit on your butt and watch television? And not that that's a bad thing, because some good things come out of it as well. Whether it's just at the end of the day, I usually, at the end of the day, set the tone. I'll watch a 1 hour, what they call procedural. That kind of calms me down. But then when I go to bed, excuse me, if I don't... And I'm not quite ready to knock off. I have a half a dozen books. Most of them are spiritual in nature, next to my bed. And I read that for maybe 2-3 minutes, and then I'm gonzo. Mm-hmm. The electronic platforms have made it easier for you to read. 20% of books now.
At night, that backlight, that light is so bad for you to help the brain and the body calm down.
Yes,
that's why they're always
good.
Like, don't use your phone at night.
Don't have your phone near your bed. Anybody belong to Oprah's book club? Remember that?
I remember that. Yeah.
Numbers of books. And that was people paid so much attention to her. How many people say they read the Bible? How do I know the Bible tells me so? That's the most read book. It would seem that
it's been around for so long.
Right, exactly. 81% of us don't feel we spend enough time reading, so why don't you do, that's the case, why don't you do something about it, right? Do something about it. If you think you haven't been reading enough, there are a lot of good things around. I think one of the things we should do here, I used to do a lot of this, and we haven't done it for quite a long time. Maybe because during the DJV years, there were so many voices here and so many thoughts, I felt like I didn't need books or the thoughts that came from people who wrote good books, had good, interesting things to say, because there's still a lot of books being written and read. Maybe we encourage people that way. Maybe we'll do a little bit more, Jay, in terms of having people on the program who have some interesting books that they've...
Awesome. I love it.
How many people know that most of the movies, and a majority, not so much with television, but movies come from, the comic book movies come from comic books.
Mm-hmm.
But many of the good movies come from good books. And there's always, when a book is published, there's a charge, because most of the time the agents for the book or for the writers, the authors, have gotten to the people that buy the rights for these things, movie producers and directors and that sort of thing. So you oftentimes see in a movie in the credits, based on the book written by blah blah, And that's, you know, that's kind of a good way. Some of the exciting stuff that's been written by some of the better authors, I'm thinking of Grisham novels, for example. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, for sure. And like Stephen King. And a lot of people who have read the book first typically don't like the film because there's always so much that has to be left out or something
has
changed. Yeah, exactly. But it's really cool whenever you have an author that is the person that wrote the screen adaptation of the book, because it seems to
It
coincides a little bit better with the book when it's that same author. There's a Mila Kunis film that I can't recall it. It's coming out soon, and that it's based on a book, and that author is the one who wrote the screen adaptation.
Yeah,
and so that one should be really good. It's kind of like,
and there are a lot of books. The new trend, or one of the new trends, and I won't put these on here because I don't like getting ourselves into a lot of political discussions. But there are some interesting books about. I think there's a book about Sarah Palin that came out a while ago. There's certainly plenty of books about Trump. I don't know if there are any books about Biden. There are books about and by Obama. Remember, was it 68 million? Yeah, he and his wife signed a deal for $68 million to write their stories. And I'm forgetting whether his book came out. I guess hers did, too. I can't remember her. Yeah, she was out plugging it. But that's the source also. So, at any rate, we'll follow that lead, if you will. 17 after the hour, here's another lead that you might want to follow, and that is your way to march into health. March into health. I didn't say march into hell. I said health. H-E-A-L-T-H. Health. And I'll spell the product that'll get you there. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren. The weight loss formula that has the best results of anything. The all-natural way to keep your health is to go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitren. I get the ingredients. The ingredients are pretty simple, straightforward. This is the proven way to have safe weight loss and to keep it off. It's all FDA approved. It's all made in America. It's all guaranteed or your money back. And there is a payment plan available that you can use if you want to take advantage right now of their unlimited BOGO deal. Buy a lot of them and keep them and use them. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug for free shipping as well.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
I'm about to
to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhoff.
A warning, I guess, to people who stop taking statins when they shouldn't. What's the story here, Ken?
Stopping prescribed statin medication early or even at age 80 instead of using it for a lifetime may actually substantially reduce protection against heart disease.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on this September the 7th. It's Wednesday, feels like a Tuesday. We all know that routine because it was a Monday holiday. Got a few more of those coming up. As a matter of fact, the fall, I think, is the time of the year we have most of the Monday holidays. Veterans Day, the Jewish holidays are coming up. Columbus, ugh, I don't even want to talk about that. Okay, what I do want to talk about, though, with you is Mr. Thomas Q. Brady. He's got a little problem with his wife. They're having a little fuss because he went back to playing football and he told her he was going to quit. And so she's not happy about that. But listen, I think we'll dig into that a little bit. I think we need to talk about balance with Tom Brady, and we'll do that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Okay, so there's a big hubbub, Jay. A lot of the celebrity news sites, the gossip sites, social media trending stories on Tom Brady and his wife, Giselle Bunga Bunga.
Anyway,
she's 42, he's 45. They get married, whirlwind stuff, all of the things that are exciting with celebrities. So on the weekend, she let it be known somehow, or there was some, you know, the usual stuff, where did it come from, who knows.
The celebrity sources and sightings.
Right. Apparently she's not happy because he said, I'm quitting, and she said, great. And then he said, well, maybe I won't quit. And she said, oh, no. And so away we go. So he's got a podcast that he does with a couple of his pals, and he talked about his life outside of football, I think to assuage his wife.
Well, probably, because how long has he been saying that? Because they are very hands-on parents. They have a lot of money. They have help to a degree, but they are very hands-on parenting in the sense of, well, one person is working, the other person is home. Well, when it's football season and he's doing a lot of this stuff, her career is put on hold as well. Mm-hmm. And apparently he had been saying for years he's going to retire and she can get back to work. And then every time he's about to retire, he changes his mind. And then when he does retire, he still changes his mind.
Right.
And so it's probably like she's tired of all this back and forth. But he was talking about the balancing of parenting and football and how when he started his season one versus he's about to be playing his 23rd season, it's changed drastically.
Yeah, he doesn't think about it all the time.
Season one, all he thought about was football. He was 25 years old. He ate, sleep, and drank football, and then now he has family.
All right, so think about your family, Tom. Don't be a heel. It's 28 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
In the know, I'm Mariah Haberman. Builder and home improvement expert Anthony Carino shares how you can keep your HVAC in optimal working order.
Like a car, your HVAC system needs to be tuned up to assure it keeps running as needed. Keep the area surrounding the outside unit clean and debris-free. And be sure to change your air filters regularly, about every 30 to 90 days.
Make sure there are no gaps around windows and doors. Your system will operate much more efficiently as a result.
Be sure to set your thermostat correctly and have your HVAC system serviced regularly by a professional, once in the spring and once in the fall. During routine maintenance and tune-ups, an HVAC technician, like a trained comfort specialist, will inspect and clean your system. They can catch small problems before they become larger, costly ones, and replace or repair any parts before the next season.
Visit train.com/residential to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jeff Deal, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor. He will now run against Democrat Attorney General Mara Healey in November.
You know, this campaign has always been about you, the people of Massachusetts. I am tremendously humbled and honored to have received your support at the polls today.
The Washington Post is reporting a document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was one of the documents in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. Four people were killed in California wildfires over the last few days. Record-breaking temperatures and drought are fueling the events. Over 4,000 firefighters are battling 14 large fires around the state. In fact, 45 new fires erupted on Sunday alone. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Climbed by 57%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. The Washington Post report did not identify the foreign government discussed in the document, nor did it indicate whether the foreign government was friendly or hostile to the United States. Vape manufacturer Juul Labs Incorporated agreed to pay at least $438.5 million in a settlement with more than 30 states. Under the deal, which includes 33 states and Puerto Rico, Juul is barred from depicting people under 35 in its marketing product placements in film and television, advertising on billboards and social media, and selling Juul-branded merchandise and funding education programs in schools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
This guy paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River on a pumpkin. You want to visualize that for a moment? 846-pound pumpkin. He's trying to sail past the Guinness World Record of 25 miles on a pumpkin.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You will not hear that story on any other radio program because this program is unique. And here's another example of this program's uniqueness. This is a rediscovery courtesy of some of the folks in the technology department. Hi, James, crank this up, would you please? So the old timers in the audience recognize the tune. It's called In the Mood, and it was done by any number of great orchestral leaders during the 40s and the 50s. Been around for a long, long time. It's a great, it does set the mood when you listen to it. Maybe, James, you could find a version of it that is actually an instrumental version from some big band leader. But that particular version of In the Mood, done by a group called the Hen House Five. And, of course, Jennifer, who was here the last couple of days while you were off, encouraged me. She's one of those, you know, her influence on me is legion. So somehow or other we get into talking about some of the old things that were a part of the radio programs that I've done over the 57 years now that I've been on the air. And this is one of the ones that this is an example of the kind of silly stuff. I've done a lot of silly stuff. I've done a lot of very focused radio, hit radio as a jock, a lot of serious discussions and talk radio over the years, and then just some silly, just silly stuff. And that's what that is. That is just silly. And every once in a while when I want to chuckle now, well, when you want to chuckle, Jay, or maybe the audience needs a chuckle to break from some of the serious stuff that we're talking about, James, you have my permission to just go reach into the vault and pull out the Hen House 5 and in the mood. And
break the tension.
Yes,
with all the fighting
tensions
you and I do,
yes.
Doug.
Oh, it's terrible, right?
Totally cut that tension up.
Right, exactly. Actually, thinking about that, I was married very young and got divorced young, and my wife, God love her, I loved her. She was one of the two women that I really loved in my life. She would get so angry at me because I grew up around lots and lots and lots of tension and lots of arguing and lots of anger. And so I escape. I still do today, actually. I don't like confronting people. I don't like an argument. When I was on the radio here in Framingham and I used that song, it was a way to break some of the tension of it. I remember one night she was angry with me and she threw a bowl of noodle soup at me. And the noodles ended up on the ceiling in the kitchen and we never took them down. She left them up there as a tribute to her being able to put up with me. The noodle, I don't know if it's still there. I've been in the house for a while, but it was one of those things. Anyway, foolish, silly stuff's good for all of us, good for our soul, good for our heart. Now to the serious matters at hand. Election stuff continues. Political dollars are being spent here in Massachusetts. I guess the nation focused more on Massachusetts this week because of the primary here. The Attorney General, Maura Healey, who's been around in politics and Democratic circles for 30-some-odd years, will be a shoo-in for the next governor. She won the primary in the Democratic side of things. She's going to go up against a Republican named Jeff Deal, who is endorsed by Trump, which in Massachusetts is the death knell. I don't know why he thought that was important for him to get Trump's endorsement, but the guy's not going to get it. It'd be interesting to see how it goes between now and the first Tuesday in November when we have our election, the sort of midterm. That's what they call the midterm election. Mayor Kim Driscoll of Salem, Massachusetts. I went to a political rally for her a couple of weeks ago. Interesting lady. She'll be the vice president of Massachusetts, yes, when we secede from the Union. She'll be lieutenant governor. And then there's a bunch of other people who have been around for a while.
Yeah, this is a big one. 9 U.S. House seats.
Yeah,
the
problem with Massachusetts is that there are too many people who have been in office for too long. It's been the same faces. And I know I talked to a lot of people yesterday when I went to vote. I was talking to a few friends that were outside the polling place. And one of the issues here locally was how one of our state reps gerrymandered districts so that he would make sure he still had a seat. And this guy's a friend of mine. One, he's a wonderful guy, but I sent him a note the day after it happened, and I said, I can't support you anymore because you screwed things up. There are now four state reps that have a piece of this town because of instead of the, and some of them have, they come from communities that have nothing in common with our community at all. And so this is the same thing that's being played out all around the country where politicians carve out their own futures and they have enough hooch with whoever in the party is in charge. So they say, okay, this is how this is going to go. And yep, we'll do this way. And no thought to the voter at all. The people I went to a new voting place and the people who were doing, you know, they have the election volunteers who find your name on the list. And, you know, that's another whole can of worms. I was listening to some guy, who couldn't he was standing next to me and he had moved and he couldn't remember his new address for whatever the reason. And I thought to myself, how do we know this guy really is this guy? I didn't say it, but I was thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Anyway, a lot of names, and this is indicative. Maybe this sounds a bit prejudicial, and so if that's the way it sounds, so be it. There are a lot of names that are here that wouldn't have been here. The Irish usually, the Irish and the Italians win all the races in Massachusetts, or at least that used to be the case. Not saying it's good, not saying it's bad, it just is the way it was. Now we have names like Ricardo Arroyo, who's just showing up, and there are other names like that. And again, this is not prejudicial, it's just an acknowledgement that 32% of the people who live here in Massachusetts, and I think this is reflected across the country, maybe not so much in the flyover states, but certainly the states that are on the coasts, 32% are non-white. Not good, not bad, not making a judgment, it's just that's a fact. That between the Hispanic population and between the black population, there is a changing voter base in America and many of our states. And that may portend, I don't know whether you think it's good or bad, but I guarantee you there's going to be a real change in direction in politics. And frankly, with the mess that the people who are in office right now have created, it may be refreshing as long as these people don't just use their name to get elected and they become like the same hacks that are in right now. Mm-hmm. Because we have a really big problem. It's a huge problem. Monumental problem with voter apathy. I was in the bank yesterday before I went to vote, and there's a lady originally from Brazil. A lot of Brazilians live in Framingham, and she's a naturalized citizen. So I said to her, Janae, are you going to vote? And she looked at me and she said, no, I'm too tired for my job here at the bank, and it's raining, and I have too much to do. I'm too busy, so I don't have time to vote. And it angered me. Because here's a person who ought to be celebrating the opportunity that she got to come to this country. She did it the right way. She became a legal citizen. But she doesn't think enough of the opportunity that was presented to her, or that she took advantage of, or however you want to describe it, to vote to protect what it is that she was given, the opportunity to do that. And that really ticked me off. I didn't say anything. But I was, should I have been, or should I, is none of my business. I suppose it is none of my business.
Well, I think you did a good thing in not projecting your feelings to her, but I think your feelings are valid too.
Especially when she's handling my money.
Valid. Yeah.
Speaking of money and politics, the amount of money that has been spent so far this year just on the primaries around the country has never been greater. The amount of money that's expected to be spent between now and November in the mid-seasons to get people elected to the House and the Senate, governor's races, that sort of thing, the largest, up 30% from the election 2 years ago that was a presidential election year. So think it's great for business here on the radio. You won't hear spots because there's no national races, so there won't be any spots, there won't be any commercials playing here that are my commercials, because I'm in the business of advertising. That's how the program gets on the air. So but there isn't going to be any of that stuff here because we're a national program. But the commercials you hear on your local station will be much driven between now and November by political ads. New Hampshire is the next state up from Massachusetts. And I was watching a debate last night. As I was falling off, there was a debate between the Republicans who are running for the one seat. New Hampshire only has one, and you know, the smaller states only have, Rhode Island got one, Vermont's got one, because they're not that much of the population. Anyway, so they have all of these people who are trying to out-conservative one another. Republicans pretty much always win in New Hampshire, and so this was a debate of all the candidates, and I watched it for a while because I found it interesting. The people who were there either trying to distance themselves from Trump or trying to embrace Trump.
So once again, it still revolves around Trump.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's nuts. It is crazy, crazy, crazy that there is this much of a focus on Trump. It just is. It's nuts. And so how is Trump going to help make your life better in New Hampshire? Come on. There's not going to be any. And so there was a young kid. There were a couple of young. There was a woman who had been a state senator, I think, who I don't remember her name, but she presented herself pretty well. A couple of young kids, like in their late 20s and early 30s, that just were beating each other up over who was more conservative. And because New Hampshire is a very conservative state, but the way they went about it was so direct. It was almost, it was interesting, but also it was kind of, you get taken back by how direct. Maybe it's a good thing. We need more people that are direct. At least you know who they are. But not one person of the six that were on the stage talked about the people that were going to elect them. All they did was talk about themselves. They didn't talk about how they're going to serve the people who elect them. This is our job as a representative. Yeah, nothing. Zero. It's all about them and their families. And my father was a veteran of World War II and all of that crap. Who cares? That doesn't make you a better congressman, doesn't make you a better senator, doesn't make you a better mayor, doesn't make you a better anything. But yet people get suckered into those lines, and they seem to work. Otherwise, the politicians wouldn't use that stuff. But, you know, under the circumstances, it's kind of ludicrous. I do want to know where you stand, but I want to know how you're going to take advantage of the opportunity.
Don't tell me the stuff I can find out online of your history and your biography. I'm going to read about that on my own time. Tell me what you are going to do moving forward.
Yeah. That's it. Spend more political dollars on the radio. That's how you win. Okay. 48 past the hour. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air, which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Three past the hour now on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I are now going to visit the farm, food, and family section of our radio content. Here's the warning for those of you who like mushrooms. Many of them sold in 15 states being recalled after tests reveal the presence of salmonella. Here we go. It's almost a daily thing now. This is the poison report. Mm-hmm. Right? The salmonella, E. coli, listeria. Thai Fat Wholesalers said it was recalling four types of their mushrooms. Three Coins Dried Mushrooms is the name of the product. Routine testing by the Maryland Department of Health found bacteria in the items that were sold in retail stores. So let's see, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South, pretty much everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you've got a package of mushrooms, you probably should bring them back to the store and get your money back.
Well, it seems like we're hearing more of this, but like not only are there more recalls, but there are more voluntary testing being done because people are acknowledging, no, this is happening too much and we don't want our consumers to get sick. And then we have to do a recall after people get very ill and are hospitalized or potentially die. It seems like more and more of these companies are doing their testing on their own ahead of time.
Yes, that's because the way things are being grown, the factory farms, the lack of real supervision, they're just too big. And so there's more and more of this stuff. You like this sort of thing, you want to get sick all the time, then keep supporting the factory farms. And if you go to the local farmer, I'm guaranteeing you, but you can only do it 5-6 months of the year probably, unless you're in Florida or in California. But if you're not buying local, you're nuts, frankly. That's the message there, I think. Factory farms in the focus when we continue here on Good Day.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The state of Colorado doesn't have the reputation that some states do for having these huge factory farms like Iowa does, North Carolina, you know, the chicken growers and the hog growers, and even in Wisconsin where the huge dairy assembly lines are. What they call concentrated animal feeding operations as opposed to family farms, this is the term. They make it sound better than it really is. There are big beef feedlots and big hog operations, sprawling poultry sheds everywhere. And this has become a problem in Colorado to the point where the state thinks they need to regulate for water quality purposes, among other things. A couple of environmental nonprofit groups have demanded tougher water quality regulation for these huge agribusinesses, and it's about time. They're the ones that are screwing things up. Not the family farmer, not the guy who's got a couple of hundred cows or is raising maybe 500 chickens or fewer than that. No, those are not the problem places. The problems are these huge, huge, huge buildings. The way there's no diversity, it's all the same stuff, and it just is a mess. So Colorado is going to apparently work on these because some of the people in the state think there's a lot of unlawful pollution going on, and they're probably right because big companies don't give a damn.
And they also feel like they're picking and choosing which industries get a pass for their unlawful pollution, while other ones are typically the smaller family farm ones get more repercussions.
Exactly. There's a sad story about an 11-year-old girl, or no, a 9-year-old girl, Savannah Grail, a large bale of hay, the big bales now, the round bales, the square bales. One of them fell on this girl in a farm area in Illinois, I think it was, and she got crushed by it. You'd be very careful about things like that. Yep, exactly. All right, here we are at 59 past the hour. Farm, food, and family are focused on the Good Day Show.
Know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.